So I was asked the Shaila of someone who bought something on Amazon, and it sometimes happens from time to time. I think it happened to me once or twice, where you buy something on Amazon and then you sometimes get an extra item. You sometimes get something that you did not order, or you get something, sometimes they'll send you two of the same item. It happens. You know, they're a very big company and they, you know, do a lot of business. So some, from time to time, they make some type of an error. So what is the status in terms of returning the item, and in terms of if they're going to come looking for it or they're not going to come looking for it, or in general, what would be the halacha of returning such a thing? So there's a general concept in the Torah called ta'us, where we have this idea that the post can discuss that if somebody makes a mistake. For example, if you go into a store and you give the person $20 for a $10 item and they give you back $15, the person gives you back the wrong change, so that is called a ta'us. So the halacha is that a ta'us has the same din as a shavas aveda. Basically, they lost this extra $5 that they didn't mean to give you, and now they lost it, unknown to them. They don't know where it is, etc. Same idea as a shavas aveda. So a ta'us has the halacha of aveda, and therefore you'd be mechuyev min ha-Torah to return this to a Jew. However, when it comes to the status of a nachri, it's not so simple, because there's a machlokas rishonim, what is the reason that one is not permitted to return an avedas akum. The Gemara says that avedas akum is usur, one is not allowed to return avedas akum, and the question is, why is this so? So the standard opinion is the opinion of the Rambam, but first we'll just mention the opinion of Rashi. Rashi points out that the reason you're not allowed to return it is that we don't want to seem that the whole reason we do Hashavas Aveda is just because we want to be nice people. Rather, we want to show that we're doing so because we get our cues from the Ribbono Shalom, and it says in his Torah that we're mechuyev to return an Aveda. And therefore, since we are chayev to return an Aveda, we're only going to return it to the people that we're actually chayev to return it to, but not to the people that we're not chayev to return it to. And therefore, if you would return it to somebody that you would be potter from, i.e. in this case, in Achri, so you'd be basically spitting in the face of the Torah that the Torah tells you not to do it, and you're doing it, and therefore the Chacham said it's also to do it. However, the Rambam has a different approach, where he writes that, I'll read you, I have the Lashon of the, I don't have the Lashon of the Rambam, but it's quoted pretty much verbatim in Shulchan Aruch. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Samach Vav, at the beginning of Reish Samach Vav, it says, Avedas Ovid Kochavim Muteres, Shenemar Avedas Achicha. An Aveda that belongs to an Akum, and again, note, it said Ovid Kochavim, this is the subject of some discussion. If you look in the Sma, in the Meir Sinaim, on that, in Sifkat Nalef over there, he writes, that's the Lashon of the Tur, and that we're talking about Dafka of Avodas Kochavim. He points out that there's another Girsa that says Aveda Sagoy Muteris. So that's a question in terms of... are we talking about somebody who's mamish Ovid Avodah Zarah? We're just talking about someone who isn't Yisrael. So it says here, Avedas Ovid Kochom Mutera, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shenemar Avedas Achicha, V'hamachzira Hareza Over Avera. And if you return it, you're violating an Avera. V'mnishu Machzik Yedei Ovrei Avera. And this is the Lashon of the Rambam, that it's because he is being machzik yidei ovrei avera, that he is helping people do averas, meaning what is the person who receives it going to do with this money? And he's just going to use it to further his pagan agenda, and therefore he's going to do all kinds of dvarim asurim with it. He's not going to use it for guta maisim tovim, as they say, and therefore you're not allowed to return it. Right, and over here, the Sma in Sivkot and Beis quotes that the Lashon of Rashi, I don't remember if this is an exact quote from Rashi either. It's a Mimnei Shemara B'zeh She'ein Mitzvah Sashava Chashuva Alav L'Mitzvah Boro Shari Meshiva Gam L'Goy She'ein HaMitzvah Alav. Right, again, it shows a lack of chashivas for who commanded you to actually return the lost object. Okay, so basically, if you were going to go with Shitas Rashi, there would be very little reason to return it in general when you're not chayev to return it, because you're essentially, it's weird. Sometimes we have a concept of going lifnim mishuras adin, where the Torah says do A, and you're allowed to do A plus 1. But here Rashi specifically says, no, don't do A plus 1. A plus 1 is actually called a mosif goreya. That's an example of when you try to do more, you end up doing less. Okay, that is the that's the number one point. Whereas according to the Rambam, you could suggest that if we're dealing with a real Akum, we're talking about a Ger Tosha, a person who keeps Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, etc. So then it would be mutter to return it to such a person. But then there's an additional factor the Shulchan Aruch then brings in. Ve'im hechzira l'kadesh es Hashem k'dei sheyifaru es Yisrael v'yedu sheheim bali emuna harei zeh mishubach. But if you're doing it to make a kiddush Hashem because they'll see how trustworthy you are, then it is praiseworthy to do so. Uvamakom sheyesh chilul Hashem, and in a place where there would be a chilul Hashem if you didn't return it, avedaso asura v'chayev lachzira, your aveda would be usur and you would be chayev to return it, meaning it's not just a nice thing to do that you could, I could make a kiddush Hashem. If there's a chashash of a chilul Hashem, so therefore you would be a chayev to do it. All right, a lot of different klalim in terms of what's considered a kiddush Hashem, chilul Hashem. So the Sma over here in Sifkat and Gimel just quotes it from the Beis Yosef. Dahainu shematzal b'makom sherov Yisrael. If you find it in the middle of Bar Park and Flatbush and Yerushalayim or wherever you are, so then we the goy will assume that it was picked up by a Jew and nobody gave it back to him, so that would be constituted a chilul Hashem, and therefore we mandate that a person is chayev to return it under those circumstances. That is the basic halacha in terms of what to do in these circumstances. So generally speaking, if you were live in a store or any kind of thing where a person could see you physically, even if you think you don't look Jewish, a lot of times Jews think they don't look Jewish. You know, you see these Nebuch high school kids walking, they take off their yarmulkes so they can walk into the kosher pizza store on Central Avenue so people won't think that they're Jewish. But Lamaisa, you look Jewish probably to non-Jews, at least those who are familiar with seeing Jews. But so if you were in person, I would say that you'd be chayev to return it. Or even if you were doing an online thing with Amazon and your name was, you know, Israel McJew, you know, so you'd probably be chayev to return it also, Alt Kiddush Hashem. But if your name is, you know, a par of a name where you're not chayev to, you're not overtly Jewish, it's not something that's blatantly obvious, and it's clear to you based on some time lapse that the person is not coming after this Aveda, they have no interest, or maybe sometimes it's just not worth it for them. I've called in the past to ask them what to do, and they've just said, like, it's just not even worth it for us to ship it back for free because we just do enough business to write this off and whatever. I don't know what write-offs actually are in these cases, but they're perfectly happy to suffer the loss versus dealing with it. So under these circumstances, really you'd be left with the bare bones halacha, which is that it is usur to return it. Or at the very least, if you would say, well, this person is not necessarily an over avera, he's not an akum, so at the very least it'd be par of you not chayev to return it. So if it's something you really want to hold on to and you don't really have that much of a capacity of making a kiddush Hashem, so already what are you going to do? I have heard from others that there is an inyan to try to go out of your way to make a kiddush Hashem, meaning you should write, you should call them up on the telephone and give them a spiel about how, since you're Jewish, you're doing this. Okay, I don't know what to say. I get the feeling, again, I could be way off on this one, but the feeling that I get in general, when you're not dealing with people, you're dealing with mail orders and email orders and online orders, it's just a warehouse situation where the guy is just, you know, scanning barcodes and the guy's not paying attention to the Megillas and the drushes that you're writing. You know, somebody told me, Bishem Rav Willig, that he always, whenever he deals in these types of situations, he always goes out of his way to return it, and then he writes on the thing, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, to try to show that he is a Jewish person, he is a rabbi. Lefianias daiti, I think that they don't care. I think that they just, you know, they throw out names, they throw out, you know, these ideas, and it's just numbers and barcodes and things like that in terms of inventory, and, you know, it's balancing things on a balance sheet on a laptop or whatever it is. But I could be mistaken, but definitely the bare bones halacha is that there is no chiyuv whatsoever to return it, and it might even be usur to return it. Is there an inyan of lefnei mishuras hadin to try to go out of your way to generate a kiddush Hashem? Yeah, you could say such a thing. So far be it from me to argue, but there is, you know, there's certainly no obligation under those circumstances.